Central Ohio, we got another treat for you here today. What's going on? This is the City League Sports Show, and we got like a hybrid technology COVID-19 type of, you know what I mean, hybrid show for you today. We got somebody in the Legacy Lounge. We got another legend on screen with us, coming to us from Atlanta, Georgia. And so we got a little bit of everything, right? So but we got these former Warriors in the house with us today, right? So Eastmore representing. And so we'll start with the gentleman that's here in studio with me. Introduce yourself, say hello to all the listeners, and then we're going to keep this thing moving.
Hello, everyone. This is Keith Demme.
Come on. Hey, Keith Demme. I love it. And then now on screen here, we have, go ahead, introduce yourself and say what's up to Central Ohio.
What's up, everyone? Justin Valentine here.
Come on. So we got two Warriors. For all of our listeners that know my voice, Dr. Vince Clarino, host of the City League Sports Show. We're going to get into it. Now let me help and shape this for you so the listeners can understand what's going on. We wouldn't typically have a show like this, meaning we wouldn't have a Warrior from, what year are you from, Coach?
1994.
94, right? So we got Demme here from a 94 grad, Eastmore Warriors. Right. Watch how we play around with that a little bit. And then on screen, Justin, tell him what year are you? Tell him your year.
2003.
And Justin is a graduate of where?
Eastmore Academy.
Yeah, Eastmore Academy. Right. And so we'll play with those words a little bit. And so typically we wouldn't do a show in this fashion with such a stretch and distance in between the two guests. But you all have a unifying bond. Because not only are we talking football today, but then both of you have a journey that takes you off to the state of Minnesota, and you play for the Minnesota Gophers in college, right?
Absolutely.
So that's going to be our connection and the fun that the three of us are going to talk about. So we'll start here. We're going to start with the elder statement. Justin, is that okay with you that we start with Keith? Okay. So there we go. So we'll start with Keith. Keith, I don't know, like, if everyone in Central Ohio really knows how bad of a dude you are. Like, I'm being serious, man. Like, you know, when I talk to guys and you know, and I don't know, how do you think you became somewhat of like a forgotten, because you was one of the baddest dudes. You are one of the baddest dudes, right? So tell us about 93, 94, football, Keith. Like, where does it begin for you? How do you start off football and then you end up at Eastmore? Give me the rundown. Let's give some love to youth football and all of that.
Yeah, I started playing football for the Mount Vernon Plaza Youth Association.
Mm, okay.
I played for my grandfather, Frank Demme, and I also played for a man named William Tootie Bates.
Okay.
Who was my actual first coach. Played for them all the way through. I was never allowed to play with my age group, so I always played up.
Okay.
And so, played with some really talented guys. And then by the time I was ready to go to high school.
Where'd you do middle school?
I went to Eastmore Middle School.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm an Eastmore guy
all the way through
and through.
Yeah.
So, like I said, when it was time to go to high school, because I always played against guys that were older than me, I was prepared. So,
absolutely.
So I was able to go right into Eastmore High School and earn a starting position.
Mm.
And
as
so
a freshman?
As a freshman. So I was one of the few, you know, freshmen that were able to, you know, start
to play
varsity.
Wow.
As a freshman. And
That wasn't a popular thing back then.
Yeah, it took a lot of hard work and dedication. And I was a part of a great freshman class.
Okay.
That included Marcus Ray and Savon Edwards, Trey Gresham.
Yeah.
Eric Grant.
Yeah.
You know, there was a lot of guys in my class that, and the crazy thing is, none of us played on the same little league team. We all played against each other.
Mm, okay. So, multiple
yes,
youth organizations
yes,
around Central Ohio
yes,
have a part of you all's legacy and touching hands, per se.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, you know, like I said, we all connected. We all knew each other growing up,
yeah,
but we all connected at Eastmore High School. And
walk into school the first day and like, oh, what's up? There you are. And there you are. And then you just start seeing everybody.
Well, a couple of the guys went to middle school with
me
at Eastmore Middle.
Yeah.
And so the other guys just kind of came from Johnson Park and and Sherwood.
So that's where I was at. So I saw a couple of my classmates go. Some went to Eastmore, and then some went to Walnut Ridge.
Right.
So we'll pause there, Justin. Let's get your rundown. Where did you start your football at? What's your story, and how do you give us a little bit of background so the listeners know what we're dealing with here today.
Yeah. So my story, similar to Keith, so starts on really the east side of Columbus. So I always say Livingston and Barnett, right?
A lot of us got a Livingston and Barnett stories in us, man.
Right behind the rec center. Went to Berwick Elementary School, and then in sports started at Johnson Park Middle School. Started off playing Eastland Vikings. Mm. Played with a ton of good guys over there, Coach Thomas, Coach Hill.
Yeah. Justin, watch this. I played for Coach Hill for Eastland Vikings. I played for the Vikings for 7 or some odd years. I played for the Vikings too, man.
Man, yeah. Coach Hill would take me. My mom still to this day, Coach Hill would take me because I was overweight, right? Then you had to weigh in, and he would take me over to the saunas and everything, right? Yeah. So, but him, Coach Thomas, they saw something in me. I ended up playing with a lot of good guys. So on my Eastland Vikings teams, you had Lance Moore, ended up playing for the Saints. Mm-hmm. Toledo, and played for the Saints for a number of years. As a matter of fact, I think he in the New Orleans Saints Hall of Fame now. Lance is his brother. Nick played with us. Mm-hmm. Mark Fillmore played at Northwestern. Myself, Eric Hall played at Ohio State. Yeah. D'Angelo Smith played at Independence. Played at Cincinnati. He's coaching down at OU. So all those guys, Deontay Johnson. Yeah. Played at Ohio State. So we all played together, was right around the same age, and then ended up coming over to Eastmore Academy. So that was the year 99 was my freshman year, and that was the year that they turned it over from Eastmore High School to Eastmore Academy. So it was kind of weird because a lot of the guys that went to Johnson Park with me, played Eastern Vikings with me, some of them came to Eastmore. Some of them went to Warner Ridge, some of them went to Independence. Yeah, so it was just that time. So that's kind of how I started.
The East Side loving was – so let me stay on the Vikings for a moment with the pit and playing down there through the hill, down at the bottom of the hill. But let me ask you a quick question. Was Coach Hill still doing – when you were playing, and I don't know if this was still permissible, but was he still doing the cup check when you were a kid? ain't that the beaut, right? That that's the beaut, because here's the thing. And I say it this way, some of the stuff that made kids grow up, held kids accountable, helped us learn and cut our teeth. And the cup check, and I'm not here one way or another to endorse it or say, right or wrong. For those of you that are going, oh, no, that shouldn't be happening to kids, right? The cup check was when you play football, man, you have to have all the proper equipment to protect yourself.
Yes.
Right? And so coaches had these ways of ensuring that that you were protected, and now we treat this as such like a black eye. No, coaches have and kids, it's okay for a coach to care about you and hold you accountable. Yeah. But Coach Hill was one of the great ones, and I know we won't let that be the focus of the show. But as you mentioned, a lot of East Side, and let me share this because I shared it in a previous show. We grow up in these communities, whether you are the kids growing up on the north side and you're in North Linden and on Morris Road and you branch off as kids and you go to Mifflin or Beechcroft or Northland or Centennial, wherever you end up at, or whether if you're out east and you end up at Walnut Ridge or Independence or Eastmore, we allow sports to be this piece that drives this wedge between us as kids. And then we become adults and we realize, like, that's my brother. I love this guy. You know what I mean? Like we get older. And Justin, you're going to be able to share a pretty unique story here in a moment along that same line. But I just want parents and families and kids to hear that you can compete against your brother in sports, and you can have sorrow if you lose the game, and you can also still have love that they won, and you two don't have to be enemies, right? Yeah. Like you can have that love. So Keith, when you were playing. You shared a unique piece. Come into Eastmore, you have a football background, obviously. So you got a family that's teaching you and coaching you the sport, and you come in and hit it. And so, what's that like to be a freshman? What does that do for you, your spirit, your confidence, in just your involvement in the sport?
Man, I was super excited at the time. It was just to see that atmosphere, to come out of the field house and see all those people.
Yeah.
You know, at the time we had one of the top running backs in the country who was a senior when I was a freshman, a guy named Kevin Morton. Mm. So to actually be able to compete against him every day in practice and to get the stamp from him, like, okay, he young fella, you ready to play?
Absolutely.
So it was just a great experience. Like I said, you know, we as a team and individually, we all grew each game. In each season, back then, it was neighborhood schools.
Absolutely.
So to, you know, just kind of to double back on what you were talking about, being friends with the opponent, we look forward to competing against guys from Walnut Ridge, Independence, because we were going to see each other at Eastland Mall and say, hey, man.
And at the Rexner, at Barnett.
Yes, at Barnett.
Far East, wherever else we was running around at.
And say, hey, you know, we got the best of y'all, so you got to live with that for a whole year, buddy.
You got to hold
on until basketball season, however the case may be.
Right.
So, you know, just a great time. I was able to, you know, as a team, first and foremost, we won the city championship my sophomore year. You know, and then moving forward, we're one of the only city league teams to go undefeated. You know, so.
Which is not easy to do in football, people. Yeah, like, no matter what level it is, you know, there's a reason why there's only a handful of pro teams, a handful of college teams, right? They're like, it's not easy to run the table in football, right?
And so, not at all. And so, you know, I always sit back and think about, at the end of the day, we are the second best. I'd say second best because this team won a state championship. Besides the Brookhaven team that won a state championship, we're the second best city league team ever, I'd say, because we only gave up 20 points in 10 games.
Wow.
We had 8 shutouts.
Yeah, you're talking about your senior year.
Yes, my senior year. And we led probably the state in scoring.
Absolutely. Hey, y'all had an amazing run. I was a student and seeing that across town and could respect it and enjoy in it. So, Justin, let's bounce over to you for a moment. You come into Eastmore, and we'll get back to coach in a second because of a previous episode. I'm going to make a connection. But, Justin, when you came to Eastmore, who was your coach? What was it like? And who were the names that you all looked up to?
So when I got to Eastmore, like I said, they had just turned it over from Eastmore to Eastmore Academy. So our head coach was Reggie Oliver. So he had just come in. It was his first year. So he had come in. He had some college coaching experience. But even on that staff, you had Ronnie Brown, who was on that team with Demi and, you know, played in those early to mid 90s Eastmore team. So a lot of connections there. So it was a good time. And then we had. We were just coming out of, you know, the like Kirk Crosby had just left. Right. He had just went to Ohio State. He had left. But we had some good guys coming in, really kind of from all over the East Side, from Sherwood, Johnson Park, Eastmore Middle. So we had a good team there that I came into, and I was able to, you know, just kind of come in and find my way. Was actually really good on defense, you know, started off. Playing JV that first year, and then that sophomore year kind of moved up to varsity and kind of made my name there. It was a good time, man. I had a great time, and really, to your point, Dr. Clarino, it was the coaches. It was Coach Oliver. It was Coach Brown that really kind of opened my eye to say, okay, because I started playing late. I was a late bloomer. I didn't start playing until I was 10, right, which is kind of late. I started playing. Listen, ask my mom. My mom would tell you, a little fat kid. She was like, I got to get him doing something. So I played baseball driving park.
Okay,
that wasn't no good in that. She took me out. Really, I kind of, quite honestly, started off, hey, if you remember this name, the Inner City Blitz. They ain't had no pads for me. So she was like, all right, we're going to take you over to Eastland Vikings. So that's how I got over to the Vikings.
Okay.
So, you know, starting off at Eastmore, we didn't have as much success as obviously those teams in the early 90s did, just because a lot of that talent that we would have got from Eastmore Middle and Sherwood kind of went to Warner Ridge and Independence. And that's why they actually, me and Aaron talked about this morning, that's actually why they did really good during our time there. But Coach Brown and Coach Oliver, they were really focused on, you know, having the good kids, you know, that was disciplined and really getting us to college. And we did have quite a bit of guys that ended up, you know, going to college, playing Division I football. So, you know, I'm thankful for the coaches that I had there at Eastmore.
Absolutely. You know, so in my work, for listeners that don't know, I get to interact with a lot of our coaches in Columbus City League, and I share with them how important their role is in young people's lives. And you talked about some really good guys, and Ronnie Brown, who I've known for a lifetime also. We're all around the same age, and we're all East Side kids. You know, having those special people who can guide you and empower you. Yeah. I played for probably 7 years, Eastland Vikings. So all my Eastland Viking people, you right? You know, like they know. You said you started a little bit late. I'm one of them 5-year-old, 6-year-old guys. Right. I remember back when we were just playing some little neighborhood sideline pop. And I still remember to the day, a guy named Coach Ford pulls up on us, you know, back when it was good people in the community. Yes. Right. And he just literally was like, hey man, all y'all little dudes need to be playing for the Vikings. And then the next thing you know, like, we were all out there playing for the Vikings. I mean, we went from playing out there in the grass and whatnot. Then the next week we were all out there playing for the Vikings down the street. And I share that though, because I didn't play in high school. You know, I was just sharing that a little bit. And I had a coach that was over at Walnut Ridge at the time that wasn't helping bring out the best in me. And I went in, you know, and I loved basketball also. So the two combined helped for an easy decision. But I want coaches to hear, you play an important role in this young person's development. But you mentioned the name, Justin, and I don't want to get us on track. I want to stay here in this space. You mentioned the name a moment ago, and we'll tie into that. But you said Earn. And you said it real natural, because the three of us all know who you meant. But for our listeners, you're talking about Ernie Wheelwright, who was a Walnut Ridge kid, but also one of your fellow Minnesota Gophers brothers. And let me share this. I've known the Wheelwright family, and then also the older brother, Mike Bell, who's our head coach at East High School, who they just got off. You know, they had another phenomenal football season. They keep rolling them out one after another. But I love the Wheelwright family. And I know them from the top down all the way to younger brother. And so they're just a group of good guys and good people to have around, right? And so I want to share that piece. But so then we're going to go back to you. You're starting as a freshman.
Right.
You guys are having success.
Right.
You have successful guys in front of you. At what point then, like, do you realize – you're also a leader of peers. Like, you know, you start to see the other guys maybe look, because I'm reading in your notes. And one of the things, now I didn't know this, but one of the things in my production notes is that you've been a captain of every team you've been. You're just a captain, the captain, the captain, time and time again, right? So when did you start to realize that piece?
For everybody, every team that I've ever played on, I've been a captain. Yeah. I've earned captainship.
Yeah.
At Eastmore, I think it was my third year, I, you know, became a captain.
Junior
but there
year.
Were my junior year.
Yeah.
So there were guys that kind of paved the way.
Okay.
So I don't know if you guys remember the name Javon Brunston.
Mm-hmm.
So Javon Brunston, there were guys that were older that I was able to look up to and look at their path. They basically had a blueprint. So Javon was a highly recruited guy. I spent a lot of time with him. I spent a lot of time with Jamie Wood,
yeah,
Tor Dixon,
mm-hmm.
All these guys. And so when I earned their respect, and you know, those guys are coming to pick up the freshmen. They are driving, they got cars, yeah, but they're coming to pick me up to spend time with me and show me different things. That's when I knew that, you know, hey,
you're
ready,
put
your head
down,
grind it out, and you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
So, I, you know, my performance spoke for itself as far as that goes. But, you know, just having a mindset of helping your teammates, whether, you know, it doesn't mm-hmm. matter if it's the last guy or the first guy on the field.
Yeah.
So, and I think that is the motto that by my senior year, that everyone had in our program. It was, hey, if this guy's behind you, make sure he knows what he's doing, because injuries happen.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that man.
So for the listeners that don't know, Keith, you were, Demi, you were a wide receiver and a defensive back.
Yes.
They also don't know, and you've been a little modest here, but you were an All-American.
Yes.
Let me say it again so people can hear. You were All-American. We're not talking about just All-District, All-States. You were All-American.
Yes.
You were a multiple sport kid, right? Yes. So this I use this as a phrase or a term that I kind of coined. You were a 7-7 kid. And you got to school at 7 a.m. and you was leaving almost every day for 4 years at 7 p.m.
Yes.
Because you're just there all day. When you play multiple sports, you're just at school all day long, right? You go from being in the classroom to then, you know, maybe you might have a study table if that's the process. Or you go to practice and you're just there all day long, right? Yes. You're walking through your home at 7 o'clock at night. How did that help shape and develop you as a kid and then, you know, to who you are today?
I come from a sports family,
okay,
and a family of educators. So, you know, going from one sport to the next was just
natural.
That's just natural for me.
Yeah.
And being able to manage and do the things that I needed to do academically also.
Absolutely.
So that was just a part of the plan.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. Now that I'm older and I've coached in college and things of that nature, I remember when I first met Urban Meyer, Coach Urban Meyer, when he came here, he said, Coach Demme, I only recruit multi-sport athletes.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I only recruit multi-sport athletes because you may be the guy in football and be a role player on the basketball team, but I need to see what type of teammate you are.
Absolutely.
And so that always, you know, now especially – I look at that when I'm coaching and watching my kids' body language.
Certainly.
And so on and so forth. So I just always tried to be a great teammate to my teammates,
yeah,
and help in any way and push and be encouraging when I'm pushing.
Certainly.
And holding them accountable.
Yeah. So yeah, Justin, we're going to talk a little Eastmore Academy football while you were there. Are there some special memories? Are guys that you played with, people that you played with that kind of stand out and give you some memories to the experience? Like share that a little bit with our listeners.
Yeah. So before I even get into that, Dr. Kernoff, so I wanted to go back two things that you touched on. One, Demme is way too humble, right?
So
when I got to Eastmore, talking about how important coaches are, right? So you had, even though they turned into academy, you had Coach Johnson was still there, Demme, and Coach Bo Hannon was still there. Mm-hmm. Coach Bo ended up moving over to Independence, I think the next year, my sophomore year, ended up coaching at Independence. But they were still there in the building, right? And when you talk about walking around that building and seeing not only, obviously, you know the great Archie Griffin went there, but you look up and you see Demme, Marcus Ray, even in basketball, Lamont Barnes, mm-hmm. Carlos, you see Lamont Barnes, Carlos Davis, Everett Tutu Ross. You see, you know, Samaki when he was there, mm-hmm. before he transferred. So you see those names, right?
Yeah.
And you like, okay, it's a high bar that I gotta live up to. So, you know, it's funny because Demme, I swear I got in my attic here to this day, I have a magazine with you and Coach Ray, Marcus Ray on the cover. Y'all out in front of Eastmore and two of the top players in the country right there.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
I you got to understand growing up, like especially coming into Eastmore Academy, I looked at those guys as the bar. You know, even you had more recently a Kirk Crosby who had just graduated.
Yeah.
But when I look back, you know, those were those guys were the bar, right? So, and then I had, you know, Coach Bohan and Coach Johnson, those guys who coached them,
mm-hmm.
you know, when they were at Eastmore to just kind of, you know, tell me what they were doing to separate themselves from the pack, you know, recruiting and everything else. The same coach that recruited me at Minnesota was the same coach that recruited Demme.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Yeah.
Was the same coaches that recruited, you know, all the guys that played for them, you know, when they were at Kansas from Brookhaven,
yeah.
right? So,
yeah.
So it was, you know, the coaching piece is very important, as you mentioned, Dr. Clarno, but then also too, you know, I just want to give them their flowers too, because those guys were the deal, right?
Absolutely.
They were it.
Yeah.
When I was at Eastmore, so I played with a number of good guys. Tremaine Banks played in Minnesota with me. He was a 4-year starter in Minnesota with me. And then, you know, some great memories was playing against Warner Ridge, you know, for the Bell, mm-hmm. playing against the Iron Will Rice, Gary Russells that ended up being my teammates,
yeah.
right down the line,
yeah.
playing against Independence and all the great guys that they had at Independence. you know, all those great games. We ended up playing down in Maslin, you know, and that was a great opportunity mm-hmm. to go play in Maslin and go to the Hall of Fame and do some things and visit there. We ended up playing against Hilliard Davis and some other, just some teams that the City League, you know, at the time really didn't play. Yep. So it was some great opportunity. And I played against some great players, right? Yeah. And it really helped me raise my profile. And I didn't really realize this until later, but it really helped me raise my profile. And as the coaches, you know, started to come and look at the talent that we had, I kind of showed myself too as well. So, yeah. You know, it kind of really got on the radar of a lot of the college coaches. So it was great competition in the City League at that time.
Still is great competition.
So you had Brookhaven, you had, you know, Maurice Halls and all those guys up north. Beechcroft was doing their thing at the time. Obviously, yeah. you I'm partial to the East Side, so I thought Eastmore, Independence, and Warner Ridge were kind of the better.
But then
you had, you know, Mayor Franklin had a good squad a couple of years. Mifflin did their thing. We played against all of them, so it was great to just kind of, you know, play in that during that time in the City League.
You know, no. Here's what's special about something you just shared. So when a guy like Keith comes along, and then with all of your support, like you said, you come from a family of educators. You're athletes, you do all these wonderful things. When you go off to Minnesota and have success, you then become a spokesperson and an endorser of the entire city. Now somebody says, hey, look, we got this young man from Columbus, Ohio, Eastmore. We can go back to that source and we can maybe find us a Justin Valentine, or we can find us, like you mentioned, a Gary Russell down the street, or we can find us an Ernie Wheelwright. And so now people are saying, hey, look, this guy sets the blueprint. Keith, you talked a little bit about your senior year, right?
Right.
You guys had some injuries during your junior year.
Yeah.
And we're seniors in high school at the same time, mm-hmm. right? I shared plenty of times, and I know Justin just talked about Lamont Barnes. I can joke. Lamont was on the show. We couldn't beat Eastmore. I don't have any issues with saying it, but we struggled against the guys. Even when we had good games, we still ended up losing. But they were tough to beat, you know, from a basketball scene. Y'all were tough. I'm saying yeah. they y'all were yeah. tough to beat, right?
Yes.
And so but your senior year. And you just named some guys, Marcus Ray and Savon and Ronnie and yourself and E. Grant and all these different people, you know, Trey, everyone that's getting it in. Is there a memory you have from that year that stands out? Is there something that stands out a little bit more than other? Maybe it was a big game or maybe you balled out on somebody wide receiver wise. You know what I mean?
There's a couple memories. I'm gonna run them. So I'm gonna start with the summer workout, summer conditioning. Mm. Summer conditioning. We had everybody there for every workout.
Wow.
We got together. We told guys, hey, if you miss, don't come back.
Yeah.
If you going on family vacation, don't come back.
Yeah.
So I remember that, and I remember everyone being committed. There, everybody being committed, everybody being dedicated. And this was the first time that we were going to be at full strength, and nobody knew because everybody got hurt their junior year.
Okay.
It was myself. I played the full season and a couple other guys it was their first year starting. Mm. So, you know, but that senior year.
That's all the time we have today on WCBE 90.5 FM. To hear the full show, you can find the City League Sports Podcast on Spotify, Apple, or whatever platform you prefer to listen to your favorite podcast. You can also follow us on Instagram at City League Sports 614. Until next time, I'm Dr. Vince Clarno, and thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Raghav Raj. I'm the student intern here at 90.5 WCBE. Did you know that you can tune into this show on WCBE's new app? Whether you're on the go or staying home, the WCBE app lets you listen to our programming online anytime. For local music, community news, and original podcasts, find WCBE on the App Store or the Google Play Store today.
Hi there, this is Morgan James. Every album represents a step in an artist's journey. Hello, music lovers. I'm inviting you to listen to Music Journeys with Mike Foley, Mike mixes music and conversation with artists to share what informed and inspired their latest project, how the love of music began, what music means to them, and so much more. We've chatted about three of my projects, the most recent being Soul Remains the Same, a soul album of songs you would never expect. You can always expect the perfect combination of music and stories on Music Journeys. The show airs Saturday afternoons at 3:30 on WCBE. Recent episodes are available on the major podcast platforms and the WCBE app. To meet and hear more from all the musicians featured since its start in 2018, including me, to be the first to be featured three times on the show, look for Music Journeys on WCBE's podcast experience at WCBE.org.